This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Yesterday, we were talking a little bit about T. Higgins, and it seems like T. Higgins in D.C., I'm not going to say it's dead, but it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
All reports are that they're working on a contract in Cincinnati, and if they don't agree to a contract, they're going to slap the franchise tag on him for the second time, and it's unlikely he's going to leave Cincinnati. They're really, supposedly, maybe it's a new era, the Cincinnati Bengals. For years and years, they were known as cheap. Now they feel like they're trying to keep Burrow, Chase, and Higgins
together. Well, I think they're still
together.
Viewed as pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Like, kind of antiquated way of doing
things. I mean, if you tag him again, you're still kind of being cheap because
right.
You're only paying him for the 1 year.
It's still the same power structure there in Cincinnati.
I mean, think about it. Jamar Chase is arguably the best receiver in the game.
Yeah.
They haven't, I mean, he wanted a new deal before this year, and then he just played under, what was he making, like $14 million?
I think that's right. Something.
I mean, they didn't
there.
Ink him to a long-term deal.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, other receivers are cashing in, like CeeDee Lamb, all the top guys are getting paid, and he's just sitting there waiting.
So now they're going to have to pay two. I mean, if they pay Higgins, I mean, they might just be tagging him because they want to make a trade, but I can't believe they haven't inked, you know, Chase to a long-term deal. He's fantastic.
So we talked about Higgins. It seems unlikely that Higgins is going to leave Cincinnati this year. And now it seems like Chris Godwin, who was number two on the list, may not be available. Reports are that Godwin is working on a new contract that would keep him in Tampa. He's always played in Tampa. He's 28 years old. Entire career there.
And don't you want continuity for Baker Mayfield along with Mike Evans, especially with Liam Cohen departing in the offseason and going to coach for the Jags? Like, you want your top weapons around your quarterback. So that makes sense. The Bucs want to keep him in the fold, especially if he's healthy and recuperating from that injury.
How discouraging is this if you're a Commanders fan? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I don't know how many conversations that we've had over the months about T. Higgins. All right, if you cross out T. Higgins and you cross out Chris Godwin, according to PFF, the next highest rated free agent wide receiver is Amari Cooper, who seems to have been on 100 teams already.
He's just not sexy at this point. He's a competent guy, but I wouldn't be excited about that.
I mean, at this point, if I'm Adam Peters, I'm looking at what's left on the market, assuming Godwin signs in Tampa, and I might just have to turn my direction towards the draft. To find my receiver.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to deal. Do I really want to sign Hollywood Brown or Stephon Diggs coming off of an ACL tear?
I wouldn't want
any
of those guys.
Like,
but you mentioned Christian Kirk yesterday.
Christian Kirk is kind of intriguing, but the problem with him is he has a hard time staying healthy.
Yeah. It's a lot of these guys.
And he's kind of a smaller receiver.
And he's under contract.
Correct.
But the assumption is that.
What's Debo's deal?
Debo Samuel, you have to trade for him.
Yeah.
He's under contract too.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just...
Now, the 49ers have told him, all right, go find a team or go find a trade, and then we'll listen.
Here's the problem with Amari Cooper.
Still might not make any sense for them.
I mean, Amari Cooper's first couple of seasons in Cleveland, so he played in Oakland for the first 4 years of his career. Then he played in Dallas for four seasons. And during those eight seasons, he was over 1,000 yards half of the seasons, right? Then in Cleveland, I mean, he had kind of bomb years. I guess this is during the height of Deshaun Watson. He had 9 touchdowns, 1,160 yards. Then the following year, 1,250 yards, just 5 touchdowns. But then 2024 was just a bust. Half the time in Cleveland, half the time in Buffalo. He ended up with 4 touchdowns. It just seemed like Josh Allen liked everybody else more than Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of brought in to be the number one guy, but he wasn't.
Right. Yeah, if I'm Peters, I'm just going to look at that landscape and say, none of those options are very attractive, and I'm going to have to overpay because I'm going to get in a bidding war with somebody for Stephon Diggs or Amari Cooper. I think he's just going to look at like a second or third round pick and find a guy he likes, and that's going to be his
score. I think it's a bigger issue for the fans than it is for them. They score 30 points a game. They will find somebody. They'll find an upgrade. It may not be to your liking, but they will. And maybe it will be through the draft.
Or maybe they go out and pluck a guy who's like a second or third tier free agent. And they think that based on what they can do offensively in the system, that they can put up numbers.
Why aren't we higher on Diggs? 800-636-1067. Okay, he got hurt last year. Before that, he had 6 straight seasons over 1,000 yards.
No, he's dynamite, but he has.
But how old is he?
31.
Yeah, do you want to go out and get a 31-year-old?
Written all over him. Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have a guy who's 22 or 23 or 27?
I'd rather have a young.
Ideally, but you know,
you still can do that.
We've talked about, and other people have talked about it, that given the situation they have right now with Jaden Daniels, you're not. Yes, you're rebuilding and recalibrating and all that stuff, but you're also going for it right now. You're right there. So why wouldn't you want somebody that's extremely productive? Now, he got hurt last year, but the year before that, 107 catches. The year before that, 108 catches. The year before,
100.
He had four straight seasons over 100 catches.
If they made a move for him or signed him, I'd be psyched. We got Stephon Diggs, of course. But I'm not sure that they're going to go in that direction.
He had 4 straight seasons over 100 catches, 6 straight over 1,000 yards until this past season, which was derailed by injury.
His age and his diva qualities scare me off.
They scare me a little bit, too. He could be a toxic influence on Jaden.
If he's not getting the ball thrown to him enough,
do I need him yelling at Jaden?
Yeah, I mean.
Do I need that?
Does Jaden want that?
I'm sure Jaden can handle himself.
Right.
As somebody pointed out yesterday in one of these tweets, Jaden's only 1 year younger than Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has been a pro for how many years now? Like 5 years, 6 years?
I have a name, and this name, it might get laughed at because of what happened to him this past year. But just hear me out. Deontay Johnson. Now, you're not going to find a guy whose value and whose street value is lower because he was bouncing around from team to team to team. He's kind of a weirdo. But maybe Dan Quinn can get his hands on him and say, look, what's happened these last year has been an embarrassment. You're on 3 different teams. You're bitching about your role in Baltimore. They got rid of you.
He was bitching about his role everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, go look at that dude's numbers in Pittsburgh before he went on this weird odyssey. Like, maybe that's a guy that they could roll the dice with that doesn't cost a lot. And he's not your number two wideout, but he'd make for a really good number three wideout if his head's on straight. He's just laughing.
Why would I want Deontay Johnson over Stephon Diggs? You telling me you'd rather have him than Stephon Diggs?
Because he's cheaper.
But he's also less productive.
True.
He's had 1,000-yard season.
But you know what else he
tell me to look at his numbers in Pittsburgh? Okay, he had 1 really good season. Maybe you could say 2 good, really good seasons.
Again, I'm not saying this is your solution. I'm saying he's like the 2025 version of like Noah Brown.
Someone's gonna sign.
You know what I mean? Like he's not your number two wideout. But I would bring him in the building and see if there's anything left that I can mine out of him.
I think I'd rather bring back Noah Brown.
I mean, I think Deontay Johnson, if his head is on correct, is a better player than Noah Brown.
Wait, ever real quick. What about just looking at the draft? And where are we going to pick in the draft?
29.
29.
So what about somebody projected, they say he's 32 ranked overall prospect, the receiver from Ohio State. Looks like a
Buka?
Beast. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he might go higher than that.
He's a third ranked receiver, but they say overall his ranking is 32.
Where's Trey Harris ranked?
49, but fourth receiver, but 49 overall.
Now, the thing I like about Harris is his size.
Is that the dude out of Ole Miss?
Ole Miss, and he came from a pass-happy offense.
Yeah. Igbuka looks strong, though.
He's good.
He's only 6'1", but he looks strong.
I think that they'll probably, if they don't get
Ohio State brotherhood with Terry McLaurin,
yeah.
Ooh, that could work.
Could be.
Again, I don't think it's a primary need. I would address the O-line, D-line,
defense. Well, I don't think it's a primary need either, but if Peters loves him and he's there at 29 and it fills a need, mm-hmm. I could see him making that the first
pick. I don't know if he's definitely not a second-round pick, but Ty Felton from Maryland, I like him.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. 800-636.
He might be a third or fourth rounder, but sure. I like him.
106.7, if you want to chime in on the wide receiver dilemma for the Commanders. It looks like the top two guys on the free agency board in T. Higgins and Chris Godwin, they are likely to return to their teams.
Remember, you got to take character and everything into account.
Totally.
You have to. That's where I'm a little bit concerned
about
Diggs.
These guys definitely value that in the locker room.
Let's go to Reese. Reese, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, buddy? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey, Reese.
Yeah. All right, I figure like this. If we can't get near one of them, then is the next best thing. You go get yourself two top offensive linemen, and you go get the best running back available that can shift, and that'll make up for it because Jaden Daniels did it with the receivers he got, and he didn't have an offensive line, and he didn't have a scat back. So you do the next best thing. You don't pressure yourself in trying to do something and give up all these picks when you don't need to. Just do the next best thing. You go get two linemen and a dominating running back, and that'll make up for it. And you can go get Keenan Allen or somebody like that just to throw in there.
Thanks, pal. I mean, I wouldn't say they didn't have an offensive line. And the offensive line performed better than you'd expect if you look at some of the rankings.
And
was it as good as the Eagles' offensive line? No.
No, of course not.
No, but
it wasn't bad.
But you would agree they do need to make some adjustments there. They have to make some additions.
He had a pretty good scat back named Austin Eckler when he was healthy,
yes,
before he got concussed. He was actually a nice boost to the offense.
All right, let's go to Rod in Landover. Rod, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Rod.
What's up?
Hey, look, so I think wide receiver is a need for this team. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, when we was playing against the Eagles, man, it was obvious that we did not have enough weapons.
Yeah.
So I think we need to – I think we should do it in the draft. It's quite a few good receivers in this draft. I think we should get whether it be a big receiver, a speedy receiver, anything. We need a receiver. So I think they should do it in the draft. I actually like Austin Eckler, man. If we, the type of back that he is, you know, catch, run, if we could find somebody in the draft like him or keep him. But I think we need a receiver, and I think we should spend all our money we have in free agency on the defensive side of the ball and just find the offensive players in the draft. That's what I think.
That's fair.
Well, they're going to definitely go out there and look at these young receivers, no doubt, in the draft. The free agent list isn't great. I mean, at the top it is, but it's not great in the middle. But I still believe that they have the confidence, and Kingsbury probably has the confidence, that he can put anybody in there based on the system. And with Jaden, they can make it work, and he can put up numbers.
800-636-1067 is the number. It seems like some of the top receivers are likely to stay with their team. So what do you want the Commanders to do this offseason at wide receiver?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, talking about what the Commanders might do at wide receiver this offseason. A lot of people were hoping they'd be able to land T. Higgins. It seems like Cincinnati's going to do whatever they can to keep him in Cincinnati, even if it means applying a second franchise tag. Now we're learning that Chris Godwin from Tampa Bay, he's working on a contract there. What do you want him to do? Keith tweets us at Junks Radio. DeAndre Hopkins is someone I'd be interested in. Looks like he still has some gas in the tank left.
Well, I don't know.
Under Kingsbury in 2020, at 115 catches.
Yeah, that was five years ago.
Yeah, I'd be raising my eyebrows.
Did you see him in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It looked
mediocre.
Did he have a touchdown?
He had a catch and he had a drop.
I don't think he had a touchdown. Didn't Worthy have both touchdowns?
He had a catch and a drop. Sure. I know that.
I thought DeAndre Hopkins had one.
He might have. Maybe. You know what? If he did, it was the garbagiest garbage time Super Bowl touchdown.
He might have had a touchdown.
Time.
He certainly had something near the end zone.
He definitely had a touchdown.
Yeah.
Well, he's not the same receiver he was.
You know what? Here's a wild card, too. Dyami Brown's a free agent. Do you want to bring him back?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind bringing him back as long as it's not like exorbitantly expensive.
It's not going to be.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you like him because of his speed. I mean,
right.
You want to
like
fast.
His versatility.
They utilize him way more than he was ever used in the past.
Yeah.
So they found a way to make him effective at times. I mean, trust me. Again, Dyami Brown is not the solution for a legitimate number two receiver. But he can help your depth. He can be a number four, number five wide receiver. Maybe a number three if he ups his numbers and becomes more involved in the offense.
I want to reiterate. We averaged 29 points a game. We have a great offense, even with these nub receivers.
But I'd like to average.
True.
I'd like to average 32 points per game.
It can get better.
Like, you can improve.
I'm not saying the points per game will get better.
But I don't know necessarily that the wide receivers were holding them back.
Don't settle for the Zacchaeuses and the Noah Browns and the Dyami Browns. This team can do better.
I'm not
saying
settle.
They can layer talent around Jaden better than what they've had.
I'm saying be careful. Just make sure it's the right move. You don't have to panic. We're not in a panic, dire situation.
No.
No. But you just have to trust. Adam Peters knows this. And he's going
to
go out and get somebody.
I trust him.
Whether it's
go
in
make
free agency.
Right
it might be free agency and the draft.
Might get one of each. Or two in one spot, one in the other.
Right. They might decide Dyami's not our guy. We're not going to re-sign him.
Dyami
we're
going to
replace him in the draft.
He could get bigger offers on the market.
That,
and Peters looks at it and says, well, I'm not going to pay Dyami Brown $8 million a season.
Just think about those guys every single day. They're driving into Ashburn to the park, and they're talking about this for hours.
Who, there?
Yeah, this is all they care about.
That's all they're
talking about. The front office guys?
Yes, that's all they're talking about.
Well, they got to balance their time with the draft stuff.
That's what I mean.
One thing that I've never really bought into is it's just so easy for people to say it, and I've never really bought into it, that all these free agents were going to flock to Washington to play with Jaden Daniels. It's nothing against Jaden Daniels, but they follow the money.
They follow the money, but
they follow the money.
I think there is something to, like, they'll look
if
at all
things are equal.
They'll look at their situation and say, well, I'd like to play with a young superstar quarterback instead of like an also ran quarterback or the 20th ranked quarterback in the league. Like, if the money is close, I think it gives Washington an advantage to have Jaden Daniels here. Would you rather play with Jaden Daniels or Derek Carr if you have an offer from the Saints or the Commanders? I'm guessing the receivers are going to pick Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
If the money's close.
Yes.
Now, if the other team blows you away with an offer, it's $2 million more, of course you're going to take that.
Well, that's usually how it works.
Sure.
All right, let's go to Larry in Annapolis. Larry, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? Good morning.
Hey, Larry. Good morning.
What's up?
So I was telling the guy that answered the phone, I'm willing to bet one of you guys lunch that if you Google Stefon Diggs' name right now, you'll see more information on him and Cardi B than you will on anything football-related.
Right. I'm certain of that.
True. I agree.
And that's why you don't want a Stefon Diggs, you know what I mean? Like, again, he's a hell of a talent, but everywhere he's gone, he's been – well, I haven't –
it's a headache.
I don't know if – been a headache everywhere he's gone. So
I agree.
If it were up to me, first I have a question.
But he's produced. I think this headache thing's overstated, right? He's produced. He's been with those teams for several years. So maybe he wears that as welcome after four seasons or something like that. But you don't need him for four seasons if he's 30 or 31. He had six straight years over 1,000 yards until he got hurt.
I think he could be a headache immediately, JP. I think he could be one in week one.
What has he done that's been so bad?
I don't know. I just don't need a distraction. Well, I need a team oriented guy.
He was feuding with Josh Allen.
How many times
with his quarterback?
During a game.
I just need a team oriented guy.
Do you want high profile feuds on the sideline with Jaden Daniels?
I feel like Josh Allen spoke highly of him.
Okay, that's called taking the high road.
It's called being a diplomat. Taking the high road.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Larry?
No, I was saying. My question is. When you look at a guy like Rashard Bateman up in Baltimore, he's a first-round pick, and it really took him like 3 or 4 years to really develop into his own.
Yep.
But my question is, why can't a De'Ami Brown or a Luke McCaffrey be, transition?
I think they do like McCaffrey, by the way. I'm glad you brought him up.
Yeah, maybe his role
they could,
like,
but they're not first-rounders. You mentioned a first-rounder, so their talent ceiling may not be as high.
Well, people probably said that about Terry McLaurin years ago. And
that's true.
Look at his ceiling at this point.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying Luke McCaffrey's going to turn into Terry McLaurin, but I would expect he has a bigger role going forward.
Agreed.
In his second year.
Yeah, maybe.
He has to.
I'm telling you, I don't think they're looking at it the way fans are looking at it, and I consider us fans. I don't think they're looking at it the way we're looking
maybe
at
not.
It. Maybe not. They're looking at it like we got a young receiver in McCaffrey that we believe in, who's open pretty much every time, just didn't use him as much. I think they really like what they got from De'Ami. And if you look at the guys they brought in, they didn't bring in Zach Ertz because they thought he was going to catch 70 balls. They brought him in because they thought he was going to be a positive influence in the locker room. They didn't bring in Bobby Wagner because they thought he was going to hit the fountain of youth. They brought him because of his positive impact in the locker room and on culture. I just think that they care about that.
Yeah, but they also realized they needed to add to the position. I mean, they brought Noah Brown in.
They brought Noah Brown in once the season started, like right before.
So they realized it was a position they probably had a few holes, and maybe they feel differently now after the season. But I still think I'm not saying that they're.
I just don't think
I'm not saying they're
going to
completely blow it up, but I think they're going to add to it.
I think they do. I agree. I just don't think they think it's the priority that we, the fans,
look,
think.
They might draft a receiver in the second round or third round. And go, all right, we're good.
Right.
That's our guy. That's our number two.
Well, my buddy is a huge Ohio State fan. After I mentioned, Egbuka. It's hard to say his name.
Amika Egbuka.
He said he is an absolute beast. You are going to love
him. Most of the Ohio State players are. I'll tell you what, Trevion Henderson, who's not a receiver, he's a running back.
Yep.
I love him. He might be a second.
Where is he being projected?
I don't know.
Second round pick.
That guy can move. If you want a speedy receiver and catch some balls, man, he can move.
And he's from?
Ohio State.
Let's go to Carlos at Silver Spring. Carlos, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, Carlos.
I promise you this is not a bit. But one person I did want us to try to get last year was Tyler Boyd. But one person I think we could – he's not going to be that expensive. I heard you say about Deontay Johnson. It's Hunter Renfro. And I say this because the man has gotten praises from top safety in Derwin James. I know that people look at him and think an encyclopedia salesman. He's won a national championship in college. He's made it to a Pro Bowl. The only reason why he got cut by the Raiders last year was for cap purposes. And the reason why he had such a drastic fall off was because Josh McDaniels was coaching the Raiders those last 2 years that he was with them. And Josh McDaniels, we can all agree, is not the best head coach and has proven it not just once but twice. When Denver the first time and with the Raiders the second time. I think if you get Renfro, you get like a nice little security blanket. So when Jaden's feeling that pressure, he can find that guy there. And he even has his own route. He has they call it the China route, where he's able to get himself open just by reading the defenses.
I like Renfro.
I don't see his name on the list. He's definitely a free agent.
I see that he's a free agent.
Okay.
I know we have McCaffrey in that position, but like I just felt like we didn't utilize McCaffrey. Maybe that's because Daniels wasn't throwing him the ball, but I feel like Renfro would be that McCaffrey, but better, like almost like a better security blanket, you know, someone who can, you know, do a little bit more than McCaffrey did last year. That's all I got, fellas.
Okay. I mean, that's a name I haven't heard much from lately in Hunter Renfro.
But I also feel like
we had a bomb year in 2021, 101 catches or 103 catches, over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns.
Yeah.
But the last two seasons has been disappointing.
Well, I mean, you have to factor in who's throwing the ball, too.
And he also
you
only
have to factor in. That's why I don't get into the stats as much as some people, because, I mean, look at Terry McLaurin's stats before he got a quarterback that could actually throw him the ball.
Yeah, they were down across the board.
Yeah, I mean, he would still have, I don't know,
7 touchdowns and 80 catches.
7 touchdowns. I mean, he'd flirt with 1,000 yards, but then you got a legit quarterback, and look what his numbers did.
He became unlocked.
So I think if you took Jaden. So if you took, I'm just throwing out names. If you took a Keenan Allen or Marquise Brown or I don't know, any of these guys, Hopkins, Deontay Johnson, factor in who's throwing you the ball,
right,
and what offense they're in, their numbers are going to increase based on the talent around him. So I just can't jump into, all right, he only put up, you know, 600 yards. Throw that out the window. If he's in a different offense with better players, those numbers will increase.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Jaime. Haven't heard from Jaime in a long time. Hey, buddy, how are you, man? You're on with the Chunks.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Jaime.
Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I think we should get our receiver in the draft. That would be plan A. Get a receiver in the draft and then trade for somebody like Christian Kirk. I heard that before in your show. Or maybe Tyler Lockett. Who knows? That guy is a very good receiver. He's 31 years old. Last year on his contract, $10 million a year. And Smith and Jimba took his spot. So I think he might be available. Or plan B, and I want you guys to chime in on this, maybe Davante Adams. Believe it or not, I think he's close to being a Hall of Fame receiver. Maybe he has 3 years left in his career. Maybe he wants to win a title. He never won a Super Bowl. Actually, Rodgers won a Super Bowl, but he didn't want a Super Bowl. So maybe he wants to, you know, come here and win a Super Bowl and close his career with 3 productive years.
You'd have to trade for him.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I love Davante Adams, but he's under contract.
And he makes a ton of dough. Like, isn't he like around $28 or $30 million?
$35 million for the next 2 years.
So much higher than I thought.
The Jets traded a 3rd-round pick for him, so it's not a lot of draft capital that we might have to deal with.
Well, you might be right. I don't know. I don't know what their plans are for Davante, but
that's crazy.
I mean, look, if
a 3rd-round pick for Davante Adams and a 3rd-round pick for Jahan Dotson,
right?
If Davante Adams was a free agent and you looked at the free agent board at receiver, he'd be at the top.
And Tyler Lockett's 33. He's not 30 or 31. Like, right, he's a bit older.
Let's go to Steve and Laurel. Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
2 things. First, Stephon Diggs. He's been a pain in the ass ever since he played at Good Counsel, so pass on him.
I kind of agree, man.
But I saw a lot of him in high school, man. It's like, Jesus, dude. He was just tough on his teammates and stuff sometimes. But we got to go big, guys. We got to go offensive and defensive linemen. I don't care if we use the first 4 picks in the draft on big guys. That's where we have to go right away. Nothing else.
So aren't you – you sound like your team EB – that this team, wide receiver, is not the priority the fans think it is.
Right. Not today. Maybe you get 1 or 2 in the draft. Maybe you sign one later. Jaden Daniels will get you the ball. That's the biggest thing. We got average receivers that will be better because of him. Mm-hmm. And we'll get a guy or two somewhere, but not right now. Let's not worry about that.
Right. Right. All right. Thanks, Steve. Buddy. Appreciate it, buddy.
Got it.
I think it's reasonable.
What is?
To not go
not
all
a
in on getting a receiver in free agency right now and see what happens.
I don't think you have to go all in.
Think about this, though,
you
fellas.
You need to upgrade that spot.
Think now, about this. The receivers you have now, most of those guys are free agents.
Right.
Yeah, Deami's a free agent. Deami's a free agent. They're not going to bring the exact same group back.
Yeah.
I mean, they already said at the end of the year, like, look around. It's not going to be the same team next year. They're going to bring it. There's going to be new guys.
Well, I just disagree with the caller who says don't worry about that right now. Yeah, you have to bring in receivers because – even if you wanted to bring the same guys back, you got to. They're 4 free agents.
I need something sexier.
Brown's a free agent. Zacchaeus is a free agent.
I need something
Osborne's
sexier
a free
than
agent.
Them. Those guys are decidedly unsexy to me. They're just lunch pail guys, especially Zacchaeus. Brown's kind of a glorified possession receiver. I need an explosive receiver.
I feel like Brown's a deep shot guy.
I think Brown is more explosive than you're giving him credit for.
Yeah, I think Brown's a deep shot guy.
I don't know that.
You remember the first go ball that Jaden ever threw, which was in the preseason, was Deami Brown.
Yeah, Deami's a speedy guy.
I didn't even mention Deami. I was talking about Noah Brown.
Oh,
Deami's explosive, but he's a little too erratic for my taste.
Yeah. Yeah, but maybe he's maturing. I don't know.
Maybe.
But my point is, there's only two receivers currently under contract.
Well, of course, they're going to bring a few guys back. They're not going to have the same six guys.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no chance.
So
McCaffrey.
The other guys are all free agents.
Yeah.
You have to address that.
Okay, they will, but they're probably going to re-sign at least half of those guys.
Maybe you're right.
They're not going to. There's no way there's going to be five new receivers and just McCaffrey and no way.
If I could get a guarantee.
Maybe they bring back Deami.
If I could get carved in stone that Christian Kirk could be a cap casualty and a pickup here, and he would play in 14 games per season, that's a big ask because he's missed a lot of games. That's the guy I would love because he could play in the slot. He could play outside. He's explosive. He'd be a nice pairing with Terry McLaurin. And he's got familiarity with Cliff. That's kind of
there's
the
going to be
I
minimum
like.
Three new receivers on the depth chart opening week next
yep.
year.
At negotiating period for free agency starts March 10th, so it's not that far away.
It's coming.
March 10th is when the negotiating period is. You start seeing some of these guys though at the scouting combine February 24th. So we'll be talking more NFL throughout. Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies. All right, we were going to do EB's entertainment page, but who knows when he's going to return. Cakes left here, and he's like, EB said at the break that he had a Rhea situation.
He did. Right? He did mention that.
But you noted something
that
was true.
I mean, he might take more dumps than anybody I know. But I mean,
he had gone to the bathroom like an hour before.
If he has a real issue, then I guess nature calls, he's back. I mean, I can do his EP.
Grab it.
I grab the EP. There we go.
Otherwise, Valdez will be very frustrated, but it's not our fault.
Time now for Cakes' entertainment page.
He can hold it.
Driven by BMW Fairfax.
I mean, he went an hour ago.
Why don't we just make the permanent switch?
Yeah. was it February?
DC's only BMW
you don't want to hear about his windshield?
Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check him out at BMWFairfax.com.
He does. How many?
We can always.
We
fill.
Did. We kind of filled.
Pointing out we did.
I mean, did you? You were in the bathroom. You heard what was happening. Did you hear what was happening?
Luckily, I didn't hear. But I mean, I could figure out what's going on.
No, I have an issue today. You know what it is
today?
What did you?
Well, it's since I started doing the 16-8 whatever deal, and I'm.
The fasting, the intermittent fasting.
And I'm just doing coffee with the stevia. I'm drinking so much coffee in the stevia. Honestly, I think it messes with my system.
It's just going right through you?
I think the stevia doesn't mix well with me. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know how it's different than anything else.
You can do it. Knock yourself out.
I can do the up today.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
Are you feeling all right?
Oh, I feel fine. I just have a fire hose coming out of the wrong area.
Yeah. All right, this is grosser than EB's poop situation.
Yeah,
porn star Bonnie Blue.
Mm-hmm.
She's now there. Are,
is this the one that
there are people who don't believe these claims? She claims she slept with 1,057 men in a day.
Right.
I wonder if that's like a technicality because I wonder if it's not all the same place. I think she's counting all the places, but that's up for dispute.
So. She
so 44
claims,
an hour, 44 dudes an hour if she did I mean, it for that's, 24 that's, hours straight.
I don't think it's
so
physically
gross.
Possible.
Well, even if it were, it's just gross.
Of course it's gross,
but I don't think it's physically possible.
She claims she's allegedly pregnant. How do you figure out who the dad is if she slept with over 1,000 dudes?
Well, I think maybe on her Instagram she's alluding to having cravings and everything, right? Like pregnancy cravings.
Right. She's British, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. She has an accent of some
sort. What are her cravings? Did she mention what they are?
I don't know.
I just saw her cravings.
Yeah.
I just saw it briefly.
Okay, starts with a C and has three letters.
Yeah.
And then
three other letters, you mean?
No, it has three letters.
Is it a certain type of pie?
It's spelled a very specific way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. By the way, to any of your wives, I brought this up recently because...
Be careful over there.
No, but on Love is Blind, there was a little a reference towards... They were talking about, you know, apple pies, right. And eventually they brought up a cream pie.
Sure, of course.
Do you think any of your wives know what that means?
haven't we talked about this
probably.
Before?
Probably. Like, I had never asked my wife.
If my wife knows what means.
Oh,
Little Debbie?
Yeah, yes. Little Debbie. Yeah.
Probably not.
I actually asked my wife, I said, do you know what that means in sex terms?
Yeah.
And she had no even giving her that.
Little
she
Debbie's
had no clue.
Little Debbie's were.
I didn't say Little Debbie.
Okay, but that was a central theme of an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Right.
And I was just
that word?
Yes.
They were using that word, rampantly.
And the concept.
They were using that word rampantly
throughout the episode.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there laughing.
Right.
And
your wife's clueless.
And my wife just doesn't
know what she'll get.
Then I had to clue her in as to what it was.
Uh-huh.
What was the reaction?
I mean, she was...
Disgust? Like, just gross?
Really. She wasn't disgusted, but
yeah.
I'm sure she was like, well, how do you know so much about Little Debbie's?
Well, because you're a guy.
Because I'm a guy.
Guys just know.
Know more about Little Debbie's than women. They're always going to know more. Right?
I think so.
It's just second nature.
I think so, yeah. So. What percentage of women do you think know that?
Know what
maybe
a little
the
Debbie
younger
is?
Generation, because I'm telling you, I binged on Love is Blind.
My kids if they know.
And the girl was probably 26 or 27.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're flirting. There's a wall in there, and it started getting kind of like sex talk flirting. And that came, she knew it. She brought it up, I think.
Right. So here are the photos of her cravings. Pickles. Looks like
that's
chicken.
That's a standard one.
Chicken nuggets.
Nugs. Okay. Who doesn't want some nugs?
I guess the pickles are covered in chocolate and sprinkles.
You're back to Bonnie Blue.
That's exotic.
Just saying. He asked the question.
Bonnie's arch rival is pregnant.
Phillips?
Yeah, Lily Phillips. And she banged over 100 dudes.
She's also a Brit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's going on with the Brits with the sleeping with 1,000 dudes?
I didn't know there were porn rivals.
Oh, dude, it's like the space race.
Yeah, it's like an arms race from back in the day.
Yeah, see how many dudes
Lily Phillips can't come close to her. I mean, 100 is nothing compared to 1,000.
Right.
I mean, it's...
I think Lily's is documented, though.
Yeah, sure.
You're saying that Bonnie's is more controversial?
I think so.
Yeah.
Plus, okay, I think they're both faking their pregnancy because...
Yeah, I mean...
Just want some
I think it's
attention.
Like a fake baby bump.
Are you telling me that she did... A bit where she was going to bang 1,000 dudes and she wasn't on birth control.
I assume the guys were wearing Jimmy hats.
Well, all of that.
Gross.
And you're telling me she didn't take.
Call them
I don't know. It's a horrible name.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're telling
product.
Me that also she didn't
you know,
take.
No, just call them condoms.
You're telling me also she didn't take like a morning after pill or something if you had sex with 1,000 dudes?
Of course
dudes?
She did.
Of course. I mean, it's so dumb to even
take
think.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the whole package.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take the whole thing.
Whatever.
If I were her, I'd take. Plan A, B, C, all the way through the
all
alphabet.
All of the plans.
Yeah, right? I'm with you.
All right, so she's trying to search for who the daddy is if she actually is indeed pregnant. This is not surprising. Patrick Mahomes Sr. admits that the John Rocker Bourbon Street dust-up was staged.
According
to court docs.
Of course.
You still want to see the fight, though.
Why are there court documents about it?
I don't know. I just saw the story.
Was anybody arrested?
Why are there court documents?
The father of NFL star Patrick Mahomes made the admission on February 13th, according to court documents obtained by TMZ Sports, as officials were questioning him about his trip to New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. The documents state that Mahomes Sr., who was placed on probation last year after pleading guilty to a charge of DWI third or more, was given permission to travel to watch. By the way, that's... How embarrassing is that for Patrick Mahomes that his dad needs permission to travel just to see him play football because he's an out-of-control drunk?
Mm.
Like
it's embarrassing.
It's freaking embarrassing.
But what can you do?
He has an embarrassing family.
I
don't know anything about his mom, but he's clearly got an embarrassing dad, and his brother is just a disaster.
Speaking of embarrassing, I think this is embarrassing for Barstool and Dave.
That
it is kind of embarrassing for them.
Yeah, they're staging this. So
they're not above that. They're not above.
I don't know. I just
publicity.
I know they're not, but don't you think a lot of their stuff seems organic? And even now, if it's organic, I kind of question if it's staged or not.
I mean,
they're basically doing a War of the Roses.
Yeah. So according to a Barstool Sports rough and rowdy contract that was attached to the court docs, Mahomes Sr. actually agreed to spar with Rocker on January 17th, well before the viral meetup in New Orleans.
So they've already sparred together?
No, it means like the spar on the streets, the verbal spar. Little hype.
Mahomes Sr.'s pay for the matchup, according to the contract, will start at $85,000, but could grow past that if they hit certain pay-per-view numbers.
The thing is, you guys have watched it. I know, like, Valdez, like, you've seen those before, right? We've ordered a rough and rowdy, actually. We've actually paid for it. Because it's entertaining.
Sure, it's like 15 or 20 bucks, whatever.
We did it together, yeah.
Yeah.
All of that is, like, stage contrived, like, nonsense. You know what I mean? It's... This is nonsense. They have like short people fighting and enormous people fighting, women fight, you know. I don't know. I think that event is just kind of a goof.
I like legit fights like Drab versus Bat.
Right. Those are organic fights.
Yeah. And Drab wasn't out there, you know, causing a scene beforehand before the deal was inked.
Right? Yeah. I think, isn't that the nature of boxing and UFC? Like a lot of those. You know, like they start fights in the weigh-ins and all just to draw publicity.
Of course, but they're still sanctioned fights. I don't know about rough. I can't imagine anything is sanctioned about rough and rough.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a goof. The whole thing's a goof. So to me, I don't feel like Barstool's above it. I mean, plus, I mean, I'm barely paying attention, but did Dave put out a meme coin or something recently?
I think he did, yeah. He's deep in like the S-Coin streets right now.
He's putting a lot of crap out there. He put his watches out there that have failed. His pizza, is his pizza still a thing that he
like
was selling?
Like at Walmart? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's still...
I think that bombed. I don't know.
I don't know. If you guys said, hey, DC Divas, we're going to run this play... out the gate, let's run the kickoff back.
Sure.
I mean, that's kind of messed up.
Well, I don't know that's what this is.
Yeah, the fix is in.
No, what this one was if we said, hey, let's meet the quarterback of the or who was the running back?
Don of the Animal Richardson.
Yeah, if we had a meetup in Georgetown or somewhere and we started pointing fingers at each other outside a bar in Georgetown.
it feels slimy. I don't know enough about the history of Barstool or rough and rowdy. I don't know anything about that.
It's okay? Just a hillbilly event.
What I'd say is it was portrayed originally that it was something organic. Like the two guys bumped into each other on the street.
Right. They just happened to bump into each other. Just because
they didn't. It was a setup.
Well, we bought into it.
No, I said it at the moment. I said I think it might be a setup because there's a fight on rough and rowdy.
Right.
I said it the day we talked about it.
You did? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Final story in the EP. Pour some out for Ken Rosenthal, the founder of Panera Bread, dead at the age of 81. Mm. Ken Rosenthal, founder of Panera.
Isn't he also a baseball writer?
I feel like that's kind of young.
Yeah, probably.
As I'm getting up there.
81 is
kind of young.
Bulletin, 81's not very young.
If I die at 81,
isn't that over the life expectancy of a male?
I think males are like
by 2 years,
79.
Yes, but if you look at what your life expectancy is having lived to 55, I think it's higher than that.
Cakes, was your ASAP Rocky verdict not in your EP because you don't like hip hop?
No, it's like three or four stories down. But
don't understand.
Did you see the guy? He just dove into his his mom's arms.
His family to celebrate, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he dove over the bench.
At first, I thought he was attacking a family that was upset at him.
By the way, also, I didn't follow that trial. We'll get through this quickly. Did ASAP Rocky shoot somebody else named ASAP? The buddy in his entourage, like, I guess you have to be named ASAP to hang out with ASAP Rocky.
And the S is a dollar sign, right? It's not an S.
Yeah, it's definitely a dollar sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand anything about that trial.
You should add a dollar sign to the end of Cakes.
Cakes, that's a great idea.
Dude, that's how you should sign your name now.
Maybe that's my thing going forward. It's a great idea.
Got to take a break. Remember, coming up a little bit later, we've got Chris Nocke on the Terps. They, of course, are number 20 in the country, and Derek Stevens from Circa Sports, all right here on The Junkies.